With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Cayman Airways has an update after its decision to voluntarily suspend operating its two Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. The airline says it has been successfully implementing a series of contingencies and schedule adjustments to facilitate the accommodation of all of its passengers. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Customers whose flights are affected in any way by the airline's modified schedule are being contacted by the airline systematically on a flight-by-flight basis in advance of their departure date. Cayman Airways Executive Vice President and CFO Paul Tibbetts says the modified flight schedule allows most flights to be operated at or near their originally scheduled times, and flight cancellations have so far been limited to only one rotation for New York and Miami per week, with those passengers being protected on other flights. Since they're not certain about the length of time the Boeing 737 MAX 8 will remain out of service, they say they're making contingency plans and schedule adjustments to address the next 4 weeks of operation and beyond if necessary. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Denver flights will continue to operate as planned, either with the airline's Boeing 737-300 aircraft or with a substitute aircraft provided by a contracted carrier. On some legs of the Denver flights, the Boeing 737 aircraft may require a short in-route fuel stop depending on the passenger loads and atmospheric conditions, but this is expected to be minimal. If passengers hold upcoming bookings and have concerns regarding their flights, they can call the Cayman Airways reservation number at 1-800-GCAYMAN or 949-2311. And today marks World Sleep Day, and just in time for the global observance, Health City Cayman Islands recently completed 750 sleep studies.
It has been a great experience. There's been a wide variety of patients whom we've been able to help so far to reach out and to be able to help people who really were not even aware they had a problem. But it's been a good learning curve for us where we've realized we've reinforced what we read in literature and we've been able to reinforce our information that people are really unaware of what kind of sleep disorders they may have.
Head of Sleep Disorders Team at HCCI tells Radio Cayman the hospital is ready, willing, and able to help patients with sleep disorders to regain health and restorative sleep. Between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. today, Health City is offering free tours of the sleep lab and free screening assessments. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News. 49 people have been killed in gun attacks on two mosques in Christchurch in New Zealand. 4 people have been arrested, one of them charged with murder. An Australian national, who's among the suspects, had posted a white supremacist anti-immigrant manifesto online. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern called the assaults well-planned terrorist incidents. She said the perpetrators had no place in the world. Many of the victims were immigrants. Ms Ardern said such people had come to New Zealand as it offered them religious freedom. Others killed or believed to have died were from Bangladesh, India and Indonesia. World leaders have condemned the attacks. Queen Elizabeth says she's deeply saddened by the appalling events. North Korea says its leader Kim Jong-un is considering breaking off talks on nuclear disarmament with the Trump administration and that Pyongyang won't yield to the current US demands. The vice foreign minister singled out the US Secretary of State and National Security Advisor for criticism, blaming them for whipping up hostility. The de facto Deputy Prime Minister of Britain, David Lidington, has said a disorderly Brexit is now less likely after Parliament voted to ask other EU countries for a delay. All 27 must agree, otherwise the extension won't be possible. Large crowds of people are gathering in the Algerian capital for the 4th consecutive Friday of demonstrations. They're demanding rapid political changes. They have already forced President Bouteflika to drop his bid for re-election. A strong tropical storm has battered the coast of Mozambique, cutting off hundreds of thousands of people. Cyclone Idai caused extensive damage before moving inland. Young people in Europe are joining school children in many other countries in a global day of protest against climate change. They're demanding world leaders act on global warming for the sake of future generations. BBC News.